Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, The Letter or the Spirit? Our scripture verse is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. You know, John and Mary decided to reconcile after they were both in adulterous relationships. They knew what the Bible said about marriage, and they wanted to do the right thing. The problem was that instead of working toward redemption, they started putting so many conditions on each other that they spent all their time and energy playing the role of sheriff, waiting to catch each other in a, quote, parole violation. Of course, they were both hurt and were simply trying to protect themselves from further hurt. But the result was that they could never enjoy the redemptive grace of God because they were too busy trying to catch each other in their violations, in their parole violations. The reconciliation didn't succeed. For reconciliation to be successful, we have to put away our sheriff badge and be continually forgiving even while we're being hurt. Now, I know that sounds impossible. It is. That's why it takes the love of God, which alone covers a multitude of sin. We can't go by the letter of the law. It will always kill. It's the Spirit of grace that gives life, liberty, and restoration. It will either be redemption or probation. You can't have both. So a question we want to ask each other today. Do you feel like I have you on probation in any way? Or do you feel the redemptive grace of God in our relationship? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to put away our sheriff badges and to love unconditionally, trusting that you alone can judge rightly, and you will.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.